This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Here to talk about the MLK Day of Service, Janelle from AmeriCorps and Robin from Umpqua Watersheds. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
So, Janelle, tell us about what's planned today.
So we're doing a river cleanup and invasive species cleanup over at Gaddis Park and Stewart Park. We're going to clean up some trash and we're going to remove some invasive species that have grown in around the area.
So Robin, tell us more about it.
So the event happens today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check-ins at 10. We're going to be handing out supplies, have refreshments, and then breaking off into teams to go help clean up the park and remove invasive species.
So how do you define an invasive species?
That's a great question. So for us, an invasive species is something that's not naturally from the area. And most importantly, it's taking away from the habitat and the resources of natural plants, which are better able to support root systems that keep the soil in place and also provide better food and habitat for the wildlife that lives in the park. So we want to remove those invasives so we have room and space to put in native plants.
So Janelle, are you guys just working around Gaddis Park or are you going farther?
We're stretching out to Stewart Park and going all along the multi-use path up to where it comes out over here on Winchester.
So you're going to be doing this for a few hours today, and I understand you could still take some more people helping you.
Oh, yeah. We can always use more help. We'll be out there until about 1 o'clock today.
What do people need to know? What should they bring with them, Robin, if they come?
It would be great if they could bring their own water bottle, if they have it, work gloves, and if they have any tools like loppers or hand clippers for clipping those invasive species, that would be great. But we are providing refreshments, like we said, and also we do have tools for folks who don't have their own, as well as gloves.
And so do you have, for people who are clueless, telling them what to cut, what not to cut, and things like that?
Definitely. We'll be on the ground with everyone all day, making sure that we're all achieving the goals that we have set.
Now, this day of service has been going on for a while in the area. Any idea how long we've been doing this on MLK Day?
We believe that this cleanup has been happening for at least 4 years. But as far as the MLK Day of Service, that's through AmeriCorps and has been going on for quite a long time. We're not exactly sure how long.
And so, Janelle, what's the whole idea about getting people to get out and work today?
So it's really trying to engage people in community service and making MLK Day a day of service and a day on, not a day off. Trying to get people to just engage with their community and make sure that they are involved in what's going on around here.
So again, what time can they show up?
10 a.m.
And where?
Gaddis Park.
All right. Anything else people ought to know?
I think that's it. We hope you'll come join us.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:34 here at the Morning Report on News Radio 1240 KQEN.